and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hey guys, what is the deal? Welcome to Life is P. I'm your host, Phoenix Ash. My people call me P. If you are a new listener, thank you so much for joining me, checking me out. I don't know how you heard about me, but I appreciate whatever resource you used to find me. Thank you. If you are a repeat listener, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for letting your friends and family know what the deal is over here, sharing the show. I've been seeing the retweets, I've been seeing the reposts, and I'm just so thankful that you guys are passing the word along about Life is P. And hopefully, whatever I'm talking about is relatable and you can get some juice for your own life, some fuel to take your next steps, because whew, I don't want to do it alone. So, like, I don't want you to do it alone, because we don't have to. We don't have to. We're here. So I'm just thinking about the whole, like, Valentine's Day and everything. It's just a lot was going on this past week. And, you know, I just really thought about, you know, the word no. I asked a friend of mine, like, if he was going to come by for a second and do something for me while I ran out to the store or whatever. And he, like, hesitated to answer me. It was through text. And he hesitated to answer me. And I was like, you know, saying no is okay. You know, receiving a no is okay, as well as saying no. But, you know, I know he's a really good friend of mine. And I know that he doesn't like to tell me no. He likes to be the person who's there when you need him. He likes to be, you know, around, available, all that good stuff. He's a really good guy. And he's like that for everybody. So to say no, but like I could sense it. Like he wanted to say no because he didn't feel like it. He was tired. He had worked, you know, and he was getting off of work and he just didn't feel like it. And I kind of had to give him the permission to be like, listen, it's okay if you say no. I'm not going to like feel no kind of way. I'm not going to hate you tomorrow. I asked you because it's not a requirement. If I have to ask you, you can say yes or no. And that's it. So I kind of said no for him because I felt the hesitancy. But like, are we okay with no? We just got into the new year. I was going to say we're coming into the new year, but we're here, guys. We're in the new year and we dragging that dislike for no into this year because no's happen. They happen. They happen when we really want a job and we don't get it. It happens when, you know, me as a writer, if I send out query letters, I'll probably get like 40 no's before I get a yes in terms of trying to get my stuff shown on television or in movies. You know, it's a lot of no's, but they're okay. They're okay. And it took me a while to be okay with a no, right? A no used to really, really, really hurt my feelings. And it still kind of stings a little. And I don't know if that will ever go away, but it's okay. People don't have to do what you want them to do. They don't have to. What you're doing may not be aligned with their brand, may not be something that they believe in, may not be something that they feel like participating in. And I think that in my life, I'm trying to give more leeway for people to say, no, I don't want your obligated participancy in something for the most part. You know, some stuff, yeah, I need you to feel like you're obligated and take care of that. But things that like I can either do myself or, you know, will have to get done later. It's okay to say no. I want you to feel comfortable saying no because I don't want to constantly put anybody in a position where they're afraid that I'm going to ask them something because the expectation is they can't say no. In our own lives, like, it's okay to give a no. We feel obligated. So, I got to be here. I got to be there. And people trick us into believing if I'm truly important to you or if this thing is truly important to you, you'll be there or whatever. But you're there just to be in the audience. So, you know, if you're having a really, really rough day or you can't afford the gas to get there or your car has been acting a little shaky and the miles ain't good, or you just overworked and you need a damn nap and you're not going to be able to make it, it's okay to say no. It's okay to say no. And when you give yourself that kind of permission to say no, I feel like you also give people the permission to say it to you. And when that is understood, I feel like it kind of eases some of our relationships. I don't know. I probably talked about it a couple years ago. I used to have this friend. Well, I still have the friend, but she used to make me feel really bad when she would have events and I couldn't attend. And so, like, I would cringe whenever she told me something was happening because, one, I'm a homebody, right? So I don't really like to go out a lot. And then this is before I moved away. And then, two, you know, I don't necessarily vibe with all her people. So it was like not the most comfortable thing for me to be around. And then we were like in the city, so I didn't like public transportation. So it meant I had to drive. That meant I had to find parking, which meant I had to pay for parking. It was just a lot. It was just a lot. And I worked a lot of hours. But if I wouldn't make it, it was like she wouldn't talk to me for a while, because she felt like I was saying whatever she had going on wasn't important to me. And there was really no room to reciprocate anything because, like I said, I'm a homebody. So I wasn't facilitating events. I wasn't hosting anything to invite her to be like, well, you know, you didn't come to my thing. So there was nothing. So it felt like I was giving. And not receiving, but there was nothing really for me to receive on, not in that aspect. And I would just feel really guilty and force myself to go, not have a good time, leave early just to be like, I showed my face. And I had to get comfortable with saying, like, no, I'm not gonna make it. And, you know, I don't appreciate you making me feel bad about it. I have my own life and I have other things going on. And it's not even about priorities. And I don't want to say it's about priorities because I don't want to put you anywhere on a list where you feel like you're less important to me. But I have to be important to me. And my mental health and my stability throughout life has to be protected. And if this is a moment where I can get rest or I can take care of something that actually does require my attendance or requires my attention, I can choose to direct it wherever I want. It's a hard lesson because really it's hurt, right? It's the pain of you're not here, you're not participating, you didn't read my book, you didn't write a review. I teased my aunt the other day. She was asking me if I like read her article or something. And I was like, you read my book? She was like, you know, I, she kind of stuttered through. I glimpsed it. And, you know, it stung like, damn, you ain't reading my books. But, you know, we sometimes compare what we think other people are receiving in support to what we receive. And we're like, well, I don't get that. You know, I don't have the parent who's doing backflips and telling every single person my child's a writer, buy all her books. But I also don't write books that are on par with the brand of a lot of the elders in my life. So they have a life brand and they have a life of what they represent. And what I write and what I publish is not necessarily on brand with that. So I have to understand that. It's not that they're not proud of me. It's not that they don't support me. They buy all my books and some of them read them. But it's not on par with their brand. So it's not necessarily the thing that they're going to go boast about. And I have to understand that. I have to understand free will. I have to understand people's choice. I was talking to my girlfriend. Okay, so this whole like dating thing, you know, it's kicking my ass, but it ain't kicking my ass. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she was saying like how picky I was being. You know, there was someone who I was talking to and I was just like, I don't like this, or I don't like that. And she's like, I think you're just being hella picky. And I was like, I don't know. I feel like you're asking me to settle for things that bother me. Like, how do you get rid of what bothers you? I feel like I just want to say no to it. I don't want it to be here. There's some stuff that bothers me that I can live through, work through, and all of that. But then there's other things that's just a plain no for me. And I don't think that somebody else gets to determine that for me. When things are right, and even though the things that are right doesn't necessarily align with the values other people have for their life, I think that they oftentimes put their own boundaries on me and put their own expectations on me. And I still need to tell myself it's okay to say no to the things that I'm saying no to. Sorry if you hear me moving around. I thought I heard my child. But anyhow, I can't just be like, well, such and such said I'm too picky, so let me deal with this thing that annoys the hell out of me. No, I will find the right situation for me and I will move accordingly. But no, just like it's okay for someone to say no to me. We get to know each other. There's something about me that you're like, man, that girl talk too much. I don't like that she doesn't, I don't know. What do I not do? I'm perfect. cook from scratch. You know, like I'm a quick meal kind of girl. Like I make a few things, but you know, I will steam a bag of rice, steam a bag of vegetables, buy a scampi sauce. You know, while people are like, it's so easy. You just do da-da-da-da-da-da. You right, I can. And I can also do da-da-da. You know, somebody could say for whatever reason, like they're not interested in that. You know, oh, I want a woman who like can cook. I want a woman who the house is immaculate. Child, ain't me. The house clean. It ain't immaculate. So, you know, the one guy like was talking to me for a while, and I think I had a day where I just was tired and I didn't execute anything for the day. And he was like, he joked and said, oh, you're slacking. When I tell you that man has never been in my DM again. But that's his preference. That's his preference. He knows who he is. He knows that he is focused. He knows he's about executing. He's about tapping into those goals. And he don't got time for somebody who lets the day get away from them. And I need to not be offended by that and say, okay. Okay. And I think, you know, we have a cool friendship outside of what it looked like it was trying to go. But I get it. It's okay. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I'm not perfect for anybody, really. Like, you know, I got flaws you're going to have to deal with at one point. Just like I'm going to have to deal with somebody's flaws. So it's just recognizing that there's a no. The recognition of a no is the recognition of a boundary. We don't always get the explanation of what the no is relating to. We don't always get the explanation that the no is out of bounds for our brand, or I'm too tired to participate, or I don't even think this is a good idea. It's actually kind of dumb to me, or I don't like the way you look. You're not as attractive as I thought you would be, or I don't think your jokes are funny. You're not that funny. I think you have a filthy mind. I think you are a little too sexual or too sensual. Whatever it is, we have to stop taking it as this offense against our person. People have preferences and people move how they want to move. And that's it. Your idea may be brilliant to someone. Not everybody's going to get it, and not everybody's going to be willing to take a risk on it. Not everybody's going to be willing to invest in it. You cannot determine what the risk value is for someone else. Well, I don't know why you won't do it because it's not going to hurt you because. I don't know why you won't do it because you have $40 million and you could just invest one and just give me this one and let me. Don't assess the risk based upon what you see on the outside. You don't know what the internal is, and people don't owe you that. They don't owe you the communication of what's happening within them internally. So accept the no, move on, and go find your yes. go find your yes. It's not, you know, it's very similar to the whole idea of like not being your audience. You know, not everything is going to work for you. Not everything is going to be in line with what you envision or what you hope to be. And something may work for you totally, but the counterparts, everything else or everyone else who's involved, it doesn't work for them. And it has to be cohesive. I was talking to a friend last night and we were talking about balance. And I feel like the closer you get to balance, the closer you are to the maker, right? Because I think that I believe in God, and I think that his want for us is for prosperity and joy. And I think that the closer we get to a balance, and you know, the balance may not necessarily be perfectly evened out, right? But it's a night when I think of balance, you know, sometimes I think we misconstrue it. So we're like, we'll never achieve balance. We can never, ever, 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 you know, because you're looking at something that should be like right in the middle, and the sides of it are perfectly held at the same level. But I mean, we're not even built like that, right? We have an arm that's a little longer than the other one, or a little bigger than the other one. Got a leg, a toe, something that is just slightly bigger than what it is on the other side. Maybe a kidney is slightly bigger than the other kidney, whatever. We're not even built like that. So why do we look at that as the balance we're supposed to achieve? We're not built like that. I think the balance is just getting things steady. And whatever that looks like for you. Hey, when I think about sex and I think about balance, I think about give and take. Just the right portion of give and take, where it's not stressful. You're not fumbling around. It's a nice, it feels like a synchronized dance. It's nice. You know, you step forward, I step back, and then vice versa. When you get into the groove of things, it doesn't necessarily mean everything is like flatline, because that's dead. But that there's a nice motion to things, and it's very little stress in that motion. That's balance for me. And I think that is very much achievable. But to really achieve it, I'm going to have to accept those no's and look for those yeses. And I need them both to balance each other out, because those no's do something for me. They either drive me to do something that I wasn't going to do before. They highlight something within me that needs to come from within me, as opposed to me seeking it from outside of myself. Those no's do something. They balance those yeses, just like the yeses will balance those no's. I need them both. However they're coming, I need them both. I'm trying to get everything steady. Everything is not for me. There are some, and everyone is not for me. And I'm not for everyone, and I'm not for every situation. Trust, not at all. A no won't fucking kill me. It won't kill me to say no. It won't kill me to hear no. It won't. And then I can move accordingly. Once I got to that place, I feel like a ton of my stress has been released, because now I accept people for who they are much more. People are much more comfortable being themselves around me, much more speaking of truth, because I'm so accepting of your personal truth. It's good. It's a good feeling to have people around you who are comfortable. Those people who are so comfortable, they want to pour into your dreams even more. They want to support you even more. You want to support them. It's a nice flow. Everything is nice and steady. It's nice and steady. And it feels terribly, terribly good. It does. It does. It's a nice balance. So I implore you to think about the no's that you're receiving, and rather than being frustrated or fed up, think about how you can use those no's to go find your yes. Use the no to find your yes. It's there. Maybe your tunnel vision is just a little too focused. Maybe you need to get a little creative, look at things from another perspective, step around the island for a minute and look from another angle. See what it's looking like. Things might start to look up for you. All right, that's the soapbox. Okay, so if you want to support right now, you know, my books are still available on Amazon. You can get paperbacks, you can download Kindle versions, do all of that. When you do read a book of mine, please, I beg of you to leave a review. Let me know how I'm progressing, how you're liking the books, how you're liking the stories. Those things do mean something to me. Even if it's just like, I can't stand you, like you just stereotypical characters, whatever. it's good to know. I need balance, right? It's good to know what the deal is. If you want to write me a love note, that's great too. If you want to get at me on social media, I'm at P Writes, and that's P-W-R-I-T-E-S on Twitter. I'm also that on IG, which is Instagram, right? I'm Phoenix Ash on Facebook. Nothing too out of the ordinary on that. I have a reader group if you ever want to join, want to see what's coming, want some sneak peeks on a couple of stories. I think I may post a piece of Savage Fever coming soon. I'm feeling sort of in the mood. I'm about to finish up this finale, like for real. I could see the end. The end is near. So that's great. Yeah, like support. I have a couple on Audible. My first novel that I ever wrote, In Her Makeup, is available on Audible. It's available on Kindle. It's available on paperback through Amazon. You know, support, support, support. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for stopping by. Until next time, when we can exchange our power, our peace, and our love. Talk to you soon.